Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, that has to go down in the history books as one of the strangest games with all the ice issues and the lead changes, and you're in the last month of the season, so it seems like everything is magnified. Have you been in one like that before?
Oh, I'm sure, Schultzy, but it was, you know, I think we all live in the moment. You live in the moment, I live in the moment, and it was I'll use your term from last night, it was kind of a bizarre game.
Let's take this thing in order here. You score first, your fourth line again. A little bit of a fluky goal, but is that about the perfect first goal of a game on the road on a Friday night?
Absolutely. And no, I mean, I just thought again it was a mixed line. It was a line change, and TK got on the ice right there, and again he was just kind of in the slot area, and the puck, I don't even know who made the play. I can't even remember, to be honest with you. I know Nick Cardelli was out there at that time too. So, but anyway. I just thought when Tyler Kirk got the puck, he just made a really nice play. He made a poised play in front of the net, and it was a big goal.
Then they score two in the second period. You kind of expect that when the opponent doesn't have a very good first period that they're going to regroup in the second, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, I think I told you this last night as well. I just thought at the end of the day, we had such a good first period, and then I thought we were out to lunch in the second, and that's frustrating. I mean, you know, we just got to try to put 60 together, and hey, the other team's going to have pushback. I get that, Schultzy. I just don't want 13-2 pushback, you know, and I just thought, again, we were a little out to lunch.
Then the ice went to absolute hell. At what point were you informed of as to what was going on?
Well, I could just tell. I mean, I don't run a hockey rink, so, again, I don't know the ins and outs of chillers and compressors and, you know, things like that, but obviously I knew something was wrong because, you know, the water went freeze. So I noticed that obviously in the second period when we were on the power play and it was a disaster, and I wish they would have whistled it down, which we talked about last night, but they didn't.
12-minute delay obviously isn't ideal. You've got a saying, expect the unexpected. As a coach, how do you get your guys ready for the unexpected?
I don't know, Schultzy. Just, again, they got to drop the puck and they got to play then. Once the puck is dropped, you got to play. That's, again, you know, internally, you know what? Your internal fuel has to take over. Just like the Ferris State players, their internal fuel has to take over. So I don't think it's a coach having to motivate their guys when there's a 10-minute delay, because both teams are obviously, you know, dealing with the same dilemma. It's your internal fuel that has to take over.
Third period starts, you go up 3-2, 6 minutes in. It's too early to go into a quote-unquote defensive shell. What's the message to the guys in that situation?
Well, we never go into a defensive shell anyway. Now, we might be a little higher and stay above the puck a little more and be a little more cognizant of having an F3, but we never go into a defensive shell anyway. So if anybody ever thinks that, like teams, a lot of teams don't go into defensive shells, but people always perceive that. I just wanted to make sure that we touched on that, because you don't ever want that as a coach. You don't want that. You don't even want that message as a coach to be relayed to your guys, because they want to play, and I want them to play too. I just want them to be a little more cognizant about the puck, making sure that they manage it a little better, making sure maybe our other guys are just a little more above the puck, so we can recover. But I don't want to take our foot off the gas. So, no, I mean, we just kept playing. But again, they're going to have some pushback too.
What changes then when there's a minute left of a one-goal game?
You got to survive it. You just got to make sure, again, every puck's got to be out. You got to make strong plays. You just got to make really, really strong plays on the wall. And if you end up icing a puck, you ice a puck. But you got to make strong plays. You got to make sure you advance the puck. And I'll use a football term. We talk about it. You got to move the chains. You just got to keep moving the chains. You got to advance the puck. You got to get it from your zone to the neutral zone to the offensive zone below the goal line. That's called playing 200 feet, making sure they've got to come 200 feet to score a goal, which isn't easy, and they got to go through a lot of bodies. So it's no different in football when maybe what they do is they, if you got, maybe you're on the 40, your own 40, Schultzy, or you're on your own 50 in the last 20, 30 seconds, where are they putting their defensive backs? There's a layer in the field that's going to be open. They're going to give them 10 yards. They're going to give them 12 yards. They don't want to give them 20 or 30. We're no different.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show. Part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. 10 seconds to go, Tom. They score the tying goal. How do you regroup the guys so quickly?
Well, it's hard, and they got to do it themselves. There's their internal fuel. And our guys, it's when you have a punch in the gut like that, you got to forget about it, because we have a 5-minute overtime to play. And I'll tell you, our guys were rattled last night, Schultzy, and I'm glad we got through it. The first 3 minutes of that 5-on-5, I mean, that bench wasn't good. And yeah, you just got to keep trying to squelch it, guys. We got to win this game. We got to move on. Let's play. I mean, all you're doing is being a cheerleader. I mean, because there's a lot of hockey left. But again, you know, it's just a punch in the gut when you're that close to winning a game. But you gotta turn the page. You know, you gotta reset. And easier said than done. But as a coach, all you can do is be a cheerleader.
What's it like on the bench in situations like that, as far as the communication of who's going out next, if you're going to end up double shifting a line, or just take the listeners in what it's like there on the bench.
Well, in what situation, like in overtime or what, Schultz? Yeah, in overtime, we usually go down to three lines, and we want 35-40 second shifts because there's no timeouts, no TV timeouts is what I'm getting at. So we want. We go three lines. Now, I did put the fourth line out there because they had such a good game yesterday. I put them out for just a short shift in the 5-on-5. But, no, you go three lines. They know who's up. They know the rotation. And we had 5 minutes. Let's get after it. You know the rotation, guys. And we got play.
It's been so long since you've had a 3-on-3, I forgot really how chaotic they are in person. It's a completely different animal than watching it on TV. What's that like on the bench?
It's just like, honestly, it's no different. Me watching is no different than you're watching. I mean, there's a lot of if they had a camera on the coaches, the facial expressions, how the animated looks on their face. Oh, criminy! It's funny. There's no doubt. We get into it too, Schultzy. It's crazy. It's wild. But that's why we do it. And it's fans love it, players love it, and it's a lot of fun.
3-on-3 and the shootout almost went away this summer. Three of the four games last night in the league went beyond 65 minutes. As tight as the standings are, that extra point is so big. How important is this aspect of the game right now in 2018-2019?
Oh, it's a great part of the game. It's the new normal. It's the way what hockey is. And like our guys, we won that 3-on-3. They our guys literally thought they won the game. And that's the beauty of it. You know, they thought they won the game, and I read it so many times, you know, what Beavers win. Well, we really didn't win. Beavers tied, but, you know, that extra point, it's all psychological, Schultzy, and it's just fun. We can talk about it all day. You know I love it, and I know you love it, and but those extra points are crucial.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.